now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Senator, are there any draft bills or anything out there right now that you think might get a second look at this point? Something that's already been out there that sort of sits somewhere in the middle that you could actually get some movement?
Yes, and I'm a co-sponsor of all of them. One of them, for example, is Senator Feinstein's bill. There are a number of us that are sponsoring it that says that you cannot legally purchase an assault weapon. And then it goes on for 100 pages to define what is an assault weapon and what is not an assault weapon. Collector's items, for example, would not be an assault weapon. But I'll tell you what is, and it's the two assault weapons that have got us here in Florida, the AR-15 and the Sig Sauer that took out 49 people in Orlando.
And that is Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, who has armed bodyguards himself, who is a monster. Dianne Feinstein and others have introduced their bills before. All semi-autos are banned. And that's all under the UN's own admitted treaty that their main goal is disarming the American people and the Swiss people, because there's only a couple countries where citizens still own guns. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalist-backed Arab Spring killed over 1 million people, over 200,000-plus women and children, many of which sold into slavery. You don't hear a word about them being humanized after criminals in our government, Hillary, Obama, and others destabilized North Africa and areas of the Middle East. You don't hear a word. These people were in there helping overthrow secular pro-Western governments to turn it over to the Islamicists, and then they shake their finger when 17 innocent people get killed and tell us as gun owners we're to blame because somebody got a semi-automatic rifle. And despite that, semi-automatic rifles are still used only in a fraction of the crimes. Look it up. And mass murder, mass shootings are flat since the early 1990s. Overall gun crime, as you know, is down close to 60%. So those are the facts. And what's outrageous is they level their finger at you and I and everybody else. This is America, born out of the Second Amendment. And you tell us that it's our fault. And there's this whole pitch from CNN and others. No more. Make it stop, President. It's your fault. Make it stop. Make it stop when the left backs the communist Chinese running their country where they have millions of people in slave camps and execute tens of thousands and sell their organs. There's no news coverage of that. There's no waving the bloody shirt. There's no complaining about suicide nets at Apple factories in China and people being, you know, suicided. No. It's all just these grandstanding globalists up there using these events to then humanize only what they want to humanize and then tell the American people that they're to blame when they have their own firearms. And then Feinstein has said before, I want to ban all the guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. And later, oh, I don't mean that. I never said that. No, no, no. So that's what they're up to. It's what they're pushing. And it's sick because these joker-like creatures like Hillary want their slaves disarmed. They want you domesticated. They want you controlled. That's why they're banning having best friends in public schools. And decades ago, banned tag and dodgeball and want to ban contact football. It's on because they want to make way for the robot takeover. That's their own admissions. They want to make it where exploration is not about humans and the law is keeping you safe. Well, under the laws of robotics that Isaac Asimov envisioned, keeping you safe is the perfect way to enslave you. And that's exactly how they hypothesized, and that's now what's actually happening. But coming up, wow, we have got a full raft of incredible information straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just going to leave it at that until we come back, because this is a bombshell transmission, and we're kicking it off right now, Infowars.com.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work is not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discover the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not knocking down. If you want to come and take them.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Global Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is the 18th day of February 2018. Hard to believe we're in 2018, already halfway through the second month. I'm going to cover this more in the second hour because I've got a bunch of other just super critical news to get to on what world government's up to, plans to crash the economy by the globalists unless we stop them. The Democrats admitting they want to have a race-based platform because America isn't white anymore. But white people said don't be racist and opened it up. See, it's a total double-crossing by the party of the KKK, but it won't empower people to get on the race-based narrative. It's just a way to control people. So that's coming up. There's so much to cover here, but first, because we're covering the Second Amendment, the tragic events that just unfolded in Florida, I'm seeing these headlines, not just from CNN, but other fake news establishment media, and it's that, make it stop, Mr. President. Make the violence stop. You need to stop it right now. And that idea that if somebody rapes their wife or somebody runs over somebody with a car, or somebody stabs somebody, that somebody's to blame. You're like, well, people don't blame you if you're stabbed or if you're run over. That's right. They only do it if it's guns. Because guns could fight back against a foreign power. They could fight back against the tyranny. And they empower the individual to protect themselves from crime. And the Democrat model is high crime to control populations that they actually control. Oh, they bring the drugs in, they run the local barrios, they run the ghettos. I mean, that's their model. Look at Chicago, look at Detroit, look at D.C., look at L.A. They are criminals, and they've been caught, and it's what they do. And they're race pimps, And they're the party of the KKK. They know race baiting. So they get these sad mothers and others that have lost families, and I totally understand them saying, hey, do something, fix it, stop it, stop it now. But the idea is, oh my gosh, another person on psychotropic drugs who'd been adopted and in the whole foster care system, and then his parents had died, and his brother was in a mental institution. He's been in the system his whole life on government drugs, mass murder pills, mass murder suicide pills, as I told Piers Morgan, remember years ago, and they kicked me off the air. He's not supposed to say that. It's on the insert those drugs can make you kill people. And he said he was going to kill people. And he said, I'm going to be the mass shooter. He saw the media hyping it. Is it the media's fault? Is it the psychotropic drugs' fault? Is it the mental illness's fault? It's all of that. The Second Amendment is secondary. He would have gone and gotten a car and run over people. You've had Muslims kill hundreds of people apiece. And it doesn't even hit the news. They won't say it's a Muslim. But they will say, truck attack. Is it time to start restricting people's access to big trucks after the New York attack? Remember? A few months ago? Is it time to not let people rent big trucks? So I can't go rent a U-Haul because another Muslim runs over a bunch of people? It's the same thing with the damn guns. So here it is. Dem senator touts proposed gun ban that goes for 100 pages, bans all semi-autos. That's being announced right now. Played the video last segment. It's up on Infowars.com. Yeah, you knew this was coming. Mitt Romney, Mr. Globalist, he's getting ready to run for the Senate, as we first broke 4 months ago. It's now been announced to then position himself like he's a winner because he never won in politics. So he, at a federal level, get him into the senatorial position like Hillary did and then run against Trump. And he says, ban the semi-autos. So there you go. That's up on Infowars.com from Red State. MSM eagerly touts angry students' new gun control reforms. End assault rifles. Ban them. Do something. Do something. Well, I mean, what about the 4 or 5 truck bombs that happened today? Hundreds and hundreds of dead. No one even pays attention in Pakistan and Egypt and everywhere else. You know, ban Islamic bombings. Do something. I mean, I'm going to tell them, left, do something. Another Islamist goes and kills 50-something people at the gay nightclub. Gets hardly any coverage. And they say, this is the biggest mass murder in Florida history. 17 dead. I don't know, 56, 17. I mean, again, it's all just fake news world. They think you're not paying attention. Cuomo of CNN, the guy that says you can't read WikiLeaks, total liar. You know, the hit-and-run guy is famous for being drunk driving and crashing into things. They let him off in New York. That's on record. It's not as bad as being found with a dead intern like Joe Scarborough. But, hey, if you're establishment, you know, whatever. As they say, no autopsy. But get out of jail free, whatever. Bill Clinton, all of it. Jerry Epstein, the whole nine yards. But when you look at this, it's just this idea that everyone else is to blame but the media and the government, everybody with the bodyguards. So then they run headlines that he was an NRA member and he was an NRA trained. None of it was true. He was in the school pellet gun club in middle school. Then it's like saying, don't teach him how to drive and not try to run people over. It's the same story. You're like, well, don't take my right to drive if somebody else does something wrong. But see, that's the mindset here. Then they said Ted Cruz and all other Republicans, same guy I mentioned, Cuomo, on CNN said, Cruz wouldn't show up today for the show. Cruz did the interview. They taped it and didn't air it. And Cuomo was so arrogant, he thought he'd go on air and say, Cruz won't show up. Nobody will show up. We've got the video. She laughs. No, and then meanwhile, the Republicans are all begging to come on, even doing interviews, but they won't air them. Again, imagine the arrogant criminal nature of that. Robbing the truth. So it's amazing. Hypocrisy. CNN lies about Cruz, Trump avoiding questions. Florida Governor Rick Scott calls on FBI director to resign for failing to investigate tip. Absolutely. Trump says the same thing. The control corporate media attacks him. But the new thing when we come back is they're now saying all pro-gun info online will be banned because Russia runs it.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You had something to hide.
razor's edge right now. Private corporate global government is trying to directly overthrow any independent nation, whether it be old world, first world, third world, it doesn't matter. This is global AI, mega bank, robber baron, total war conquest in their own words, their own white papers, their own admissions. And they just were so arrogant, they hoped you wouldn't look into it. They know we're pointing it out. That's why they're trying to shut us down. Again, ask yourselves why they're so scared of InfoWars. Because we don't just cover whatever the big news is. We cover what the actual policy is. And it's very draconian. So remember a year and a half ago, it came out in WikiLeaks that George Soros wanted Obama to hand full control of the internet over to the UN and then ban all nationalistic, all patriotic, all pro-family, you name it, media, and, quote, only push media affiliated and approved by him. And then it turns out he advises Google, Facebook, Twitter. He spends billions off all the swindled black ops and, you know, money laundering operations and things he's admittedly involved in. And he's a giant criminal kingpin. His wealth is, most of it's under the surface like an iceberg. And now it's in the news. Soros proposed to regulate Google, Facebook, infuriates internet users. And then they've announced in the Financial Times, you name it, George Soros is running it. He's trying to block the Brexit, the UK actually voting and not being under EU control. And he says that he wants them to shut down anti-EU speech. And that ties into this. CNN reports that pro-gun tweets are coming from Russian bots to sow discord. And then on Drudge, there's a headline. Russian journalists who uncovered election interference confounded by Mueller indictments. Only 90 people with 2 million made America scared. And it was trolls that were paid by whoever paid them. And 80%+ was helping Bernie and then Hillary. And then once everything was viral Trump, they jumped on that just for their customers. And then they jumped anti-Trump and funded real protest when he was president-elect saying he's not my president. That's all confirmed right now. You got Hillary with almost $3 billion. You got some Russian troll farm, which is like tiny compared to the other troll farms. But it doesn't matter, see. They're going to say, if you're pro-gun, you're a Russian agent. God, George Washington was a Russian. The Russians have a time machine. They went back to try to, you know, stop the British Empire that was so good. And then the whole thing's Russian. George Washington, Iwo Jima, the Marine Corps, it's all Russian. The Army, everything's Russian. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic, but that's what they're saying. First, it was 600,000 people a few weeks ago. Then it was 2 million. Got emails saying, you're a Russian agent. And then Twitter had to back off because the lawsuits went, actually, none of these people are. We were just told to do this by Congressman Schiff. Just say they're all Russian agents because they like Trump or they like free market. Go to Venezuela. Go to North Korea. Go to all the other crap holes. Go to collectivism. If you want a couple thousand party members running your life and deciding who can have a business, if free market in America sucks so bad, get the hell out. And it doesn't mean we're perfect, by the way. I just, these are multinational corporations playing everyone, manipulating everyone. I've got big stacks of articles here. Here's one on the WorldNet Daily. America's number one enemy, a world government summit. So again, America is the number one enemy at the world government summit. We covered some of this last week. CNBC reported it. It's called the World Government Summit. And at the summit, all they talked about was how they had to stop America and nationalism and free market. And they had Goldie Hawn bumbling around pushing world government. So constant world government meetings, constant power being transferred out of our countries, these multinational groups. And then Trump comes along and says no, and then he's the bad guy. But remember, world government doesn't exist, even as the whole thing's being announced. So you got Soros saying take over the internet, shut down free speech. And despite the fact that Trump's in power, they're still just going ahead with it. A lot of people go, well, a lot of people I know that were so-called libertarians or patriots, when they saw their websites and things go way down being pro-Trump and being censored, they all just flipped and became anti-Trump. And then it still killed their readership. Somebody wanted to read that. It's like, and I know people off record that went, man, I was making, you know, $500,000 a year off advertising with my site that's been around 10 years, whatever. This is a real person I'm talking about. And I'm going to come out against Trump. And the weird thing is they're dumb enough to even tell me that so they won't be banned. And then they attack me later. Like, you tell me you're a traitor and you tell me you're doing this for money. And then you've got the nerve to run around and talk crap about me to the news and stuff when you are a whore. And then, of course, they don't. They're already censoring everybody now. Once you idiots went, oh, we'll be part of the inclusive group that is promoted. We'll be part of the goody boy club. And then we'll get promoted. Once they got all you fools compromised to go along with censorship, they had everything. But you don't think I didn't get the calls from Facebook 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago? I had Facebook go, just watch what we can do if we don't block you. I could fart in the wind and have 5 million views for about a month. And I didn't shut up. I kept telling the truth. And they went, nobody on your Facebook can see your stuff now unless they go to the very front page of there. We're going to ban that soon. I mean, that's the real world you live in, folks, where they're working around the clock to kill free market, to kill America. The battle's happening. That's not rhetoric. This is now. But the one thing they can't stop is those hundreds of AM and FM stations and enhanced sharing articles and videos. It's the Streisand effect. They jump the shark, and they can't stop you financially supporting us and supporting your own free speech and the dividends it's already paid to you and your family and the great products, whether it's T-shirts to spread the word, meet like-minded people, or high-quality water filtration, air filtration, the very best prices, or whether it's high-quality supplements. It's going to have to end tomorrow. We've got 50% off our fluoride-free 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine super blue toothpaste for adults and children and the mouthwash as well at InfoWarsLive.com. That's 50% off. We've got the 50% off on the Cell Shield. It'll now be known as DNA Force Plus. That's so amazing. That's 53% off. We've got Icarin, the liver and, of course, kidney cleanse with all the known concentrated herbs. That's 50% off out of the gates. That's about to have to end as well because those are all introductory prices except for the toothpaste, but that we do that special off and on. So InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site, but InfoWarsLive.com takes you right to the supplements. And you can also, again, 24 hours a day, call and order. We'll answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Books, films, thousands of items, high-quality emergency radio, survival gear, all cutting edge. Not a bunch of swag, not a bunch of crap, but high-end, low-price, quality stuff. We'll be back with the really big news on the other side. Be part of the rebellion. Spread the live video links.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I know that you as listeners and viewers have seen mainstream media lie quite a bit. You understand what's going on. So the big mission is to reach out to other people who aren't aware of what's going on and let them understand there's a big, epic battle going on. Well, we're trying to get control of our country back under our own government. Not that it's perfect, but at least it's our own system, not some megalomaniacal, authoritarian, anti-human, transhumanist technocracy. And I'm going to give the number out here in a moment. We're going to open the phones up right into the next hour. But when I saw the headlines the last few days, well, you saw it, we covered it. Nicholas Cruz was part of a white supremacist compound. The leader of it admits it. None of it was true. And then it would be retracted, but then MSNBC and CNN, it would get retracted by the local paper in Florida, but they wouldn't retract. And now even AP and the New York Daily News won't retract when they go, Nicholas Cruz was a member of the NRA and trained with them. No, they had a pellet gun club that wasn't NRA at the school. It's simply incredible that this is going on. So they do it over and over again. New York Daily News runs fake news headline claiming Florida shooter was trained by the NRA. And again, AP and others have run with similar stuff that he was trained at a white supremacist thing and in the NRA. And then I see this headline. Ted Cruz and all other Republicans are scared to go on CNN. They're the ones always editing them, taping them, claiming it's live. CNN will tell you, oh, this is live, Mr. Jones. That's why I quit even returning their calls years ago. And you get there, they tape it, they say it's live. It goes on for like 30 minutes. You go, this isn't live. You're not going to break. And I go, this show you claim is on in 2 hours. And so I started videotaping in studio, and then that would go viral, saying, here's the CNN interview they won't let you see. So Cuomo, the CNN so-called host, the Hillary Clinton acolyte, the hit-and-run artist, the brother of the governor, we have a clip we're about to play. He said that Senator Ted Cruz was scared to go on and debate him, and it turned out the day before and that day, you name it, Cruz was like, that's weird. I'm doing my daily stands-up with CNN, and they're not putting me on air. So they interviewed him again, and he photographed it this time. In fact, let's pull those articles up if we can. Owned. Ted Cruz posts CNN interview photo after network claims no show. This is the crap they do where, oh, there are no Republicans on because they're scared. CNN makes a decision. Don't let them respond. Put out our talking points. Ban the Second Amendment. Ban semi-auto. All Republicans are to blame. Trump's to blame. On and on and on. And they won't show it. Now, there's an actual photo, guys. If you pull it up, it's on Twitchy. There's an InfoWars article about it as well. We had one of our guys write a story about it. It's owned. Ted Cruz posts CNN photo. Yeah, if you scroll down, it's right there. Go ahead and scroll down more. There you go. See, there he is. So Ted Cruz isn't scared to interview with him because, let me tell you something about Ted Cruz. He's got great rhetoric and has a really great voting record, but Ted Cruz, he wants to be establishment. And he would have beaten Trump if he'd have stayed anti-establishment instead of ganging up on Trump and playing into that when there were still 16 people running against Trump. It was yours to lose, Cruz. And I know who he is scared of. Ted Cruz is scared of InfoWars. I didn't know that I was renting a condo for the inauguration that was next door to Ted Cruz. And I had the proof. I got video of it. I'm checking out after the Women's March on Saturday afternoon, about to go catch a flight home. Friday was the inauguration. The Democrats tried to block us getting in. The next was the Women's March funded by Soros, $287 million to fund it. And I'm waiting for the rest of my crew who was on the same hall but down to get out. And I'm standing there, and out of the shadows comes Ted, because the lights weren't working in the hallway towards our two rooms on the end. We both had corner condos. So I guess he lives there. So I mean, we know where he lives. The point is, what is the chances of that? So Ted Cruz comes gliding out of the darkness. I, within 10 seconds, go boom, 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 go live. We're on the elevator. Boom, I've got him. Later, I turn the camera off, have a conversation with him. And he says, oh, yeah, I'll come on, sure. I'm not scared to come on. And, you know, if Trump just stays true, I'll leave him alone, blah, blah. I said, fine, we'll call you next week. Never call us back. Not that we need Ted Cruz on to be, kind of be uncool having Ted Cruz on, you know, because he's kind of establishment. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God, we have top senators. I mean, Rand Paul, his people won't let him on. We call. When Rand Paul's on, he calls us. He calls Nico Acosta to get on. And I'm like, oh, look, Rand Paul calls me. I'm a big boy. It's like they want to talk to some mother who, you know, saves kids out of a car, or they want a firefighter or a veteran, or they want to hear from, they want interesting news. Our listeners aren't into Hollywood and want to be Hollywood politicians. They want mavericks. They want original. So I just thought it was funny to point out that Ted Cruz is scared to come on here. And he's scared to death. Rand Paul's not. His crew is. In fact, last time Rand Paul was on, he said, why don't you ever call me? And I said, you know your staff's blocking. He goes, oh, no, come on. That's not. And I'm like, he said, you want to talk to my producer? He goes, okay, I thought you were mad at me. And I'm just like, next time he went on, call back. Was that last year? I mean, this is the Twilight Zone world I live in, where it's national news. They tell Trump, don't come on my show and stop talking to me. So what are they so scared of? They're scared that we've got their number. So again, and by the way, Ted Cruz is a man, is one of the most articulate, smart people out there. He's not scared of actually debating me. He knows they're going to then go, oh, look, Ted Cruz was on with the guy that says, that they had NBC News saying, I said no one was killed in Florida. I never said that. So he doesn't get that coming on this show is the zeitgeist. He hasn't figured it out yet. The touchstone is stuff like Drudge and InfoWars, DrudgeReport.com. He still acts like he's anti-establishment, but then at the end of the day, he doesn't get what Trump's got. And this isn't about me or Ted Cruz. It's about you understanding. Stop caring what your in-laws say. Stop caring if some idiot walks up and calls you a racist because you're pro-free market. It's all weak-minded people that still think they could go along with the establishment. If I was on Bill Maher, I'd be uncool. If I was in the big movies, I'd be uncool. I couldn't do all that. I don't want to. This is what's important. This is what's modified. This is Genesis. This is new. This is new green buds, not old stuff falling down. And I'm not against old in general. But our renaissance, our republic's the latest idea. We're the liberals. We're the avant-garde. We're the cutting edge. So this segment's multifaceted. The news is running all these hoaxes that are anti-gun and anti-Cruz. And then here's Cruz going, I am trying to get on. I am trying to get on. But you know they're fake. So why are you even trying to get on the thing that's scared to have you on? When you'd be president if you'd come on InfoWars instead of that idiot, candy-ass Glenn Beck. You don't get it. And that's why you lose. That's why you fail. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Ted Cruz.
So we invited Republican senators, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, why he's from Texas, because he talks about this issue a lot. We invited the governor to come on the show this morning. They declined. We say let's get after it. It's not a slogan. It's an approach. You have to take these issues on. You got to ask the tough questions. You must be held accountable. Rubio says this is an inexplicable tragedy. That couldn't be less true. Governor Scott is actively fighting right now to penalize doctors who even ask patients in their state if they have firearms. Where are they? They won't come on here. They're on Fox News this morning, the mothership, so they won't be pressed about gun control. What are they afraid of?
Mafia gangsters like you that want to disarm us so you can be a capo and roll over as your personal slave? And you and your criminal family? I mean, you and your hit and run drunk driving? I mean, maybe that, you big old fat, ugly, dumbass thug. You're not an American. We're going to break your back politically.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
See, everybody looking for something wants to be part of the establishment. See, I'm out here in the wild, wild west. I'm out here prospecting for freedom. I'm out here looking for the new Atlantis. I'm out here looking for the space bases. I'm out here looking for the life extension. I'm out here looking for the next thing and the next and the next and the next. I'm here looking for that jump in human development for myself and my family and your family together in the future. And I look at mainstream news everywhere saying, I started seeing this Friday night on the news, and then it's all over the internet. Russians are pro-gun. They're behind all the pro-gun stuff online. If you see somebody on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, pro-gun, they're getting run by the Russians. They're everywhere. Run for your lives. Everyone's in danger. All political speech that's not globalist, that's not leftist, is now Russian. You can see where this was meant to go from the start. A year and a half ago, right when they lost the election, they didn't have their tail between their legs. They said, Obama signed an executive order federalizing the new election, and we're going to overturn Trump's election and all others and permanently federalize it, and we're going to have illegal aliens vote. And now they've had all these states legalize illegals voting. While they go, you're conspiracy theorists. No illegals ever vote. No one wants illegals to vote. But we are passing laws where illegals can vote. And you're like, you logically say that to me? And you're, shut up, racist! So we're going to open the phones up as we start the next hour, maybe even right now, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers agree, disagree. Hey, maybe you're an Obama supporter, a Hillary supporter. Maybe you think the new Russiagate crap I'm about to cover, this incredibly comical, plagiarized BuzzFeed flath, maybe you think that's the big proof. Well, tell me you disagree and come on down to the head of the line. 877-789-2539. By the way, a lot of folks that say if you disagree, call it head of the line. They're not getting calls. We've gotten 24,000 calls during a three-hour show. Oh, I'm sorry, 24,000 plus. We have a digital... I'm sorry, the engineer popped me, or what'd you say it was? Hey, will you find that old number? I want to show that. I don't... High as 25,000 in a few hours. Nobody's got that. National host begged for it, whatever. Our callers really are amazing when we get to them. But usually people that call and disagree, they don't even have anything real to say because what are you saying? I want free market. I want America. I want prosperity. I want equality. It's the West that sold equality. It's the West trying to enforce it. Somehow they flipped it around and said our greatest strength is our greatest weakness. There's slavery going on in caste systems under 3 billion people of 7.5 billion right now. You look it up. 3 billion people live basically as slaves. But see, that's okay. You just go watch your mythical Black Panther in some super high-tech, a made-up African nation. And give it a 99% score on Rotten Tomatoes that no one ever else got. Stanley Kubrick's got like 75. Everybody else, you know, 80 of if they're lucky, the best directors. Oh, but you're 99. I was because you're racist. And the news said you're racist if you don't say Black Panther is the best movie ever. Normally, I don't get bought into hype and stuff, but I'm like, I mean, if the movie's good, I'll go see it. In fact, I'd like to see a movie with nothing but Black people in it. I mean, I like movies that are weird. I like Japanese movies rather than Japanese or French movies or Mexican movies. A lot of the best directors are Mexican directors. It's just a fact lately, the last 20 years. Like, I'm like, who made this? It's always a Mexican, you know, at the end of the name. So I'll go see a Mexican movie all day long. I don't care. It's like Jimi Hendrix. I'm not virtue signaling when I say I'll go to this soul food place. Unfortunately, it closed around 10 years because it's got the best Southern cooking. I don't care if purple people, blue people, green people, or polka dotted people are behind the counter. Just you treat me nice, get a big tip. I want collard greens and chicken fried steak and Shetlands. I want sweet potato pie, baby. I want buttermilk biscuits. With a big old nice Black lady coming over and pouring it on there. And I listen to Jimi Hendrix because it touches my soul. And I listen to Beethoven, he touches my soul. He's a German guy. Everybody just wants to live in peace on average, but elitists play us off against each other, and I am sick of it! I'm going to stop right there. The globalists are at war with humanity. They are cold-blooded technocrats that know how to manipulate us. And people say, well, then how do we beat them? If you're aware of the manipulation, it doesn't work anymore. And we've got them on every front if we just wake up to it and do something about it. But if I'm told you go see a movie and you give it a perfect score or you're a racist, and we're going to find out with your Rotten Tomatoes account, which I don't even have, but people have those. If you didn't give it a perfect score, we're going to call it hate speech. That is, and it has nothing to do with Black people. I want to do like a whiteboard on this or something. A blackboard. Oh, that's racist too, sorry. A chalkboard. There you go. That's where this mental illness ends. There is no end. And you can explain, like, here's the political class, the advertising people. They want you to submit what they're doing. So there's their image of their company. They claim there's a big problem for black people. They know you're well-meaning, black, white, whatever. They get you to think of it as a charity case and to feel guilty. And then they tell you, here's the agenda, as if they represent these black people. That's the same thing that Dreamer said. We never played his clip. I forget his name. It was in my last week. We can pull it up, but like Dreamer says Hispanics are being exploited. He says, I'm a dreamer, because just saying we represent you, now you do what we say and we speak for you. That's exactly what Bill Murray said, who's a real liberal. He's a real guy that's for freedom and working together. He has a record of that. He's like the comedy's all over now. And you've got all these groups claiming they represent all the, quote, minorities and this group and that group. They're always making a new minority group to divide us into more crap. And how about you're an open, free mind, common sense, and you like productivity versus all that other crap? But I'm ranting. The phone number again to join us is 877-789-2539. If you guys launch that phone system for me, I can see the callers. I will come back and get to some of those. And then I'll get into the Russiagate stuff, which, I mean, you know, it's gotten so comical at this point. But I still probably should cover it. Ex-CIA operative says U.S. has long meddled in election, but it's okay since they are God cops. I'm not joking. That's what the CIA, the leftists call themselves in the CIA. So that's the New York Times. Shock, Mueller indictment plagiarized from BuzzFeed word for word about a leftist, basically Soros-funded pro-Bernie Sanders group. And then they got some other advertising, $2 million, once Trump was the hottest thing by advertisers. And what is, you hire a company to promote you. And it's just a company that takes business from everybody. That's their big Russian collusion. Versus Hollywood and the globalists and all the media and billions for Hillary. 2 million, though, the Russians, man, they're magic. Bernie, Trump not speaking out against Russia is a horror show when he got most of the actual Russian money. Of course, that's hilarious. Trump tweet storm Russians laughing their asses off. We'll get to that. Facebook ad VP MSM ignores facts about Russian ad spending for election. Hillary Clinton outspent the Russians 53-1. Dems struggling with a rising popularity of GOP tax plan. But they've got one of their demographers out and with polls saying, don't worry. The race-based politics the Dems believe will work. They believe they'll turn minorities into racists who won't care about free market or real issues. They'll just vote as a race block like Muslims tend to do. And that's why the liberals love them and think that they're under your control. So whatever. The Republican blue bloods are scum. The Democrats are the worst thing since cancer. Can't we all be smart enough to see what's going on here? I'm smart. I'm going to be successful one way or the other. But if you want real government trying to deliver you a level playing field and a free market that's guaranteed to make you more wealthy than any other system ever has, it's yours to lose. That's all I got to say. I mean, this is an equation that's known like 2 + 2 = 4, just briefly. We've got to end this special, A, because we're not getting more Super Glue toothpaste, I'm told, till April. And I don't want to just shell out of it and then not sell the rest at full price and don't fund our operation. But I want to introduce you to it to see how great this fluoride-free, concentrated, additive-free, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine toothpaste and mouthwash systems are. So it's 50% off. These are award-winning. They're loved. Highest ratings out there. This is a great way for regular fans to get stocked up. People haven't tried to try it. And then the full prices have to go back Tuesday. We're going to be sold out for a few months if I keep selling at discount. So InfoWarsLive.com, Super Blue, 50% off. It's about 10. When I grow up, I want my ancestors to know I was pro-human. And I want us to win. We're going to win. At least a remnant. Yeah, we'll be lucky if 10% of that will survive. That'll be a big victory.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I am trapped on a planet in deep space. I am trapped on the third planet from a standard yellow star. So close, it causes genetic mutations in my genetic bloodline every cycle and gives me cancers on my skin. Think about how fantastical that sounded. Think about how insane that sounded. I am trapped on a planet in deep space on a spiral arm Milky Way galaxy. I have a vision, though. A race consciousness as a human of something bigger and a longer history and even bigger tomorrow. And that's what we're talking about. The global technocrats have already captured the future. They're already 20, 30, 40 years advanced that we know of. They may have already had singularities that have been controlled, super jumps in technology. They're acting like we don't even exist. And there's kind of a discussion about how to deal with us. And do they entertain us to death and have us be sterilized or just kill everybody outright? They're like, for the good of the earth, just kill everyone. And so they're kind of like, well, there's 7+ billion of them. You know, we're the new globalist life form. And if we wipe a bunch of them out, they can really get aggressive and do some amazing stuff. Because after all, we stole all their technology and did this to them. We're just pretending we're gods in a breakaway civilization. So we're actually kind of scared of them because we're not who we really say we are. So let's kind of sit back and wait. And the top globalists are like, kill, kill, kill. Release the bioweapons now. Release, release, release. Save the earth of the human scourge, and you will merge with the AI god. Save the earth. Prove yourselves worthy. And a lot of globalists are going, you know, I don't really know. I trust this. Make no mistake. You're all got front seats to your own barbecue. And all of you little weak-necked people that serve evil, believing gives you power, you will be destroyed. It's a metaphysical universal rule. You will be destroyed. And I do take pleasure in it because you are cancer being removed from the universe. But yes, you're fools. Yes, yeah, you can. See, only close to your final goal do you begin to actually pick up on what you did and what fools you were, as if any entity promising you power to do horrible crap would actually give you the power, as if it could give you the power. That's lie number one. Lucifer can't give you the power. Only the dream of the power. As if you were ascendant enough to even imagine that. Let's go to this clip. This is a dreamer. I'll pronounce his name wrong. I'm an idiot. Hilario Yanez. Is that right? And he's talking about how they're using dreamers as pawns. And make no mistake, everybody's being used as a pawn. Let's admit it. Here it is.
You're a dreamer, and you're speaking positively about Donald Trump. I figured you would have, you'd be the kind of person who would be speaking more highly of the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They've got a different plan.
Correct. You know, I grew up on conservative
values.
You know what?
I went to this late. They just pointed that out. It's like a 2-minute clip, and I'm going to come back and play the clip. All I'm telling you is, and I'm going to say this again, not from a power trip because it's the opposite. I feel super weak to look at a globalist, and I feel like I feel super weak in front of God, and like little globalists, like little worms over here, and then the public's super powerful, but doesn't realize how powerful they are. I'm like, don't you realize you're an amazing, powerful being made in the image of God? You just don't get it. I'm just trying to explain to people that the globalists are a joke. I mean, they really are a joke. And they're standing in the way of human development. And they really are like space cancer.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it!
Let's do this. I can pontificate all day long, but I want to play this clip from Hilario Yanez that I meant to get to earlier in the week, pointing out that everybody's being used as pawns. It's a manipulation. The U.S. has one of the most open immigration systems in the world. This idea that if you just don't let anybody come in and keep this permanent underclass that's undocumented here, that you're bad, that is pure manipulation. I'm going to go right to Keith and David and Dennis and Perry and John and Don and Zach and Daniel and JK and Karen and Kevin. We're going to get to everybody. But boom, 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 start your engines. Here's that clip.
You're a dreamer, and you're speaking positively about Donald Trump. I figured you would have, you'd be the kind of person who would be speaking more highly of the Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They've got a different plan.
Correct. You know, I grew up on conservative values. I grew up on, first of all, you know, putting God in my life. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I grew up on family. I believe in prosperity. I believe in hope, working hard and standing on your own mm-hmm. 2 feet. And that's what the Republican, you know, values are. And that's what I believe in. At the end of the day, I make decisions based on my values. And as far as the Democrats, I'm a little confused as what their message is. I'm a little confused as what they believe in. And so for me, it's more appealing to appeal to my values and right. something that aligns with those.
Hilaria, you say that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have used the Dreamers, people like you, as political pawns. Why?
You know, a little bit about the Democrats. Look, Trump won. You know, that's the reality. I think, you know, it's time to move on. I think the reason he won was because he had a great message. He had great principles, whether you agreed or disagreed. And the reality is, look, Russia was not involved with this. It was a clear win. And I think CNN needs to move on from that and really focus on the American issues. But here's the facts. Look, yeah. The Dems failed to act back in 2008, back in 2011. I think now, look, I can go all day about Democrats. I possibly could have my own show. But look, I want to focus on the American issues, on this American issue. It's not a Republican, it's not a Democrat issue, but it's an American issue.
Sure.
And Republicans right now have a chance to make history. And this would look great on President Trump's legacy. I mean, this is something that President Trump would be known for, something that Obama couldn't do, something that President Bush couldn't do, and that's get border security and also give me the chance to serve this country.
Well, there you go.
But the Democrats and the Republicans, they want a permanent underclass. It's hard to become a citizen, easy to get here, to manipulate and control those people. I think we should end it. I want to go to Zeke. I want to go to David. I want to go to everybody, JK and others here in a moment. But that's what this is all about. This is about globalism. It's about breaking the back of the country. Let's go ahead and, again, who did I say I would go to first? Let's go ahead and go to David in Washington. David, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, I have a lot of questions, but I'm going to talk about the Florida shooting.
Okay. People call in, and we don't screen your calls, so you're on air. We're not screening your call.
Okay. So
while you get your thoughts together, I'm gonna come back to you because we get hundreds of calls. We don't screen calls, just where you're calling from. Okay, we're gonna move on though here. Zeke in California. Zeke, you're on the air. Zeke, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Alex, and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Indeed. I'm gonna jump right on into it. I called before the election when you was asking the question, somebody gonna go, they gonna go with Hillary, they gonna go with Trump or whatever. And I said Hillary, you know, but it was a hard pill to swallow because I had my reasons why I couldn't ink a dot for Trump at the time. But I could see it's very important and key that Hillary didn't win. And then everything else that came out since then, right? So it's a very deep situation. So I'm fully tuned in. So I'm calling with a confessional because I'm confessing. Yeah, I did it. I'm more of a Ron Paul dude. Like, and Aaron Russo is the person that introduced me to that Ron Paul existed when America Freedom and Fascism came out. And all
great
that
film, fun. Yeah. Great film, great guy.
Absolutely. I love him. Great dude. Met him, did him, you know what I'm saying? Worked to help him get that film out. I've been around since then. I pay attention to it.
Sure. So you're saying your confessional is you were a Ron Paul guy, and then what's your confessional?
Professional it was not an accident because I have my reasons. That could be discussed at another time. That's not really part of the whole point. But I'm more of a Ron Paul in terms of my personal politics. But I was willing to vote for Hillary at first and Trump because I had my issues. Why I couldn't as a black man, right? Like, vote for Trump, certain reasons. But I'm beyond that. I'm past that. I dealt with it. I see what's going on. Like, I can really see, right? So it's pretty vivid. It's high resolution. And I'm looking
at... Well, no, I can see how you could be confused during the campaign, but now the whole system against Trump. Why do they hate Trump so much with the economy coming back? Well, why do you think that's the case?
All of that. It's so major because we have to deal with socialism, Marxism, how the socialist Marxists took over the left wing, and some of them is openly that, and people's doing all this stuff. And so many things have been commandeered, but other people have been holding the torch and still maintaining for freedom. Those of us that understand the importance of the Constitution, right? Literally, we can go beyond race. You know, we know some things.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm going to jump, Zeke. Thank you. You're right. It's all about the Bill of Rights, Constitution. The globalists hate it because it points out the people are in charge and creates due processes. I mean, it's perfect. No, but they want to get rid of that. I mean, they even say North Korea is better than America on NBC and CNN. It's crazy. We're going to go to JK in Washington, D.C. JK, you're on the air on this live Sunday broadcast. Thanks for calling, JK.
Yes, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just going to real quickly mention about your products. I've been buying them for the last 8 years, and they're amazing.
Thank you.
They work on liberals and conservatives. So I called to say what I think is the main difference of what we can do compared to the other side, and that is love your enemy. And you can't be a Christian. I hate to say it, but you can't be a Christian unless you love your enemy.
No, I agree. I tend to get where I hate globalists and I hate their minions, but a lot of them are just idiots. I actually feel sorry for them, and not in an elitist way, but it's like, how do you get through to them? And let me ask you this question then. How do you reach out to somebody trying to throw coffee in your face?
I thought of that guy, that goblin who threw coffee on your face. I was just thinking of that. You do have to love him, but you can stop him. If he was trying to kill you, you can kill him first before he kills you. Love your enemy is not what people think.
It's not a suicide note, exactly. They mistranslate and they admit it out of the Hebrew. Thou shalt not kill. It's thou shalt not murder. Correct. Don't go out and randomly kill somebody. But somebody's trying to, the whole Bible, somebody's trying to kill you in your family, rise up and smite them.
Well, Jesus said to the disciples, he knew he was sending them out into the world, about 10 or 12 of them. He said, sell your cloaks and buy a sword or a knife. And then they said, we got these over here. And there were two of them. And he said, that's enough. So he said that. He said, protect yourself. But love your enemy is, it's not what people think. Love your enemy, it'll keep you from joining them. Love your enemy as you crush their evil. Love your enemy, hate sucks. There's a lot of different ways to look at it, but that's what's going to separate us. Do they love their enemy? Do the hateful people love their enemies? No, they don't. So that's the nuclear...
No, you're right, and George Washington was the first person in that modern area, it doesn't sound modern, but the last 400 years is more modern, to really not allow any atrocities. And he said, we have to be clean. That's why we're going to win. We cannot engage in atrocities.
And that's what we are built on. And so it's already here. And when Obama said we're not a Christian nation anymore, he was hoping that was the case, but it's not the case. We are, and I'm saying true Christians, and you can't be a true Christian if you don't love your enemy. And everyone just needs to try that, and that's what
we... No, I agree, but it's hard to love Hillary. But I hear what you're saying. I love the human she was once, but I hate her evil. I'm going to fight her. Great points, JK. Thank you for the call. Now we're going bam, bam, bam. David in Washington, Dennis in Kentucky, Perry, John, Don, Karen, everybody. Your call straight ahead on the other side of this break. They're trying to block us. Spread those links.
Live. From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, we got Paul Watson co-hosting with me this week, a couple days. We've also got Milo Yiannopoulos in studio co-hosting. Big broadcast week coming up with the weekday transmission. And we've got our review coming up with Paul Watson, speaking to him, of Black Panther. I haven't seen it yet, but he breaks it down. So that's coming up. We've got David and Donna and like 100 other callers here, but I'll try to get to as many of you can. Just get your point out. No need to thank me. I thank you. You're awesome calling in. We'll move to the next person. We've got Donna and Corey and Danielle and so many others I'm going to go to. And David, Donna in California. Thanks for calling, Donna. You're on the air.
Alex, my privilege to speak with you. I feel like I was divinely found. You and your family and everyone's in my prayers daily.
Well, thank you. I need those prayers, sweetheart.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I really cover you with the prayers. And, you know, and I like I said, I found you, oh, maybe this year sometime. The products are wonderful.
Thank
you. I'm telling you, I'm trying them all, but I've got my favorites. I'm doing good on that. And I just wanted to say that, you know, it is so much, what I've just heard over the broadcast over the last several months, it is so much. And I make little notes. And tonight, today, that's why I'm calling, because I just made some notes. I said, you know, the Clinton Foundation, the slush funds for the government lawsuit payoffs, the $21 trillion unsupported adjustments, on and on and on. And I'm old enough to remember the Great Society, when Johnson brought that in. And I remember my parents saying, oh, man, this is the beginning of the end. Well, here we are. Here I am, have lived the history of all this to see what's going on. So keep up the good work. I love you. You're telling the truth, and I'm so glad I found you.
Donna, you're awesome. Please don't thank me anymore. But absolutely, it's not that your parents were bad people. They knew if you just gave your kids everything, it'd ruin them. And then your loving parent, you still do it. It's just you can't. But it's like doing this to a culture will destroy everything. And it's such an epic time to be alive. But look at how they're having to pull out all the stops with their lying. That shows me the establishment's on its last legs. But that doesn't mean that when this establishment collapses, we're in some heaven. We then have to be good and honorable, and we have to go out and work hard and employ people and build a future, because if we don't do it, Donna, who will?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you've got my support. I'm like I said, I'm getting the products, I'm getting the word out. It's just awesome to have found you, because I feel I have found the truth. And, you know, Devin Nunes is my congressman out here in California.
He's awesome.
And I wrote him, you know, I get his emails, and I wanted to respond the other day, or I did, and then I got something back about government servers and all this stuff, and I had sent something to him before and didn't see that, so I just didn't even go there. I just
let me tell you what's happening. There's an info war going on by the globalists, and I'm glad you raised this. That's a problem. There's so much we don't have time to cover it all. That's why I'm so frustrated constantly, because I'm not doing a good job, because you just that's why I take more calls. You reminded me. I've had my crew send me this. I've had Roger Stone send it, and I've seen it. When you're going to Congress, or your congressman sends you something, if he's a Republican or she's a Republican, Google will say stuff like, these are government servers. We're not sure this is safe. They're trying to get between you and your congressperson. Is that what you're talking about? Because I've seen that.
Yeah. And because I am, see, I'm an old lady kind of, but it's kind of funny. I'm still working, but I'm a computer tech. I have so embraced all this technology. I had to learn it. So
sure. Well, they're scared of Nunes. They're scared of anybody with a backbone. So anybody with a backbone, Google's playing their games.
Yeah. And well, okay. And then guess what? I had my accounts hacked last week. Through PayPal, and then ultimately...
No, I hear you, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're trying to intimidate everybody. We're in a war, and people shouldn't get scared and go, oh, God, if I fight, they'll get me. No, fight harder. We're in a war. They're having to do all this to average people as an attempt to bloody your nose and make you roll over. Can you imagine what they'll do, Donna, if we roll over, how bad it'll be?
No, this old lady's not rolling over. And so anyway, I didn't answer their little questions about the server and all that junk. So I wrote Devin a letter. And I thought, well, I'm going to try snail mail, and I sent it to Washington. That was all when the memo was coming out and all that stuff. But I told him in there that I feel like I've hooked up with the real news info.
Absolutely. God bless you. So, and that's what it is, folks. They are so scared of you communicating with real people, because they know you're awake, and they're doing all sorts of weird crap, and it's admitted. And I mean, I'm telling millions of people you're Russian agents if you're pro-America and sending them emails, Twitter. That is so aggressive and bullyish. I mean, it's like saying you're a child molester. You're a, you know, it's sick. Let's take another call before we go to break here. Who's been on the longest here? Thank you, Donna. Let's talk to David in Washington. David, thanks for calling. Go ahead. Hi, David.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Sorry about that. It's my first time calling.
Well, go ahead and finish your point.
Oh, so the guy, Nicholas Cruz?
Yes.
Yep. Everybody says that he's part of the white supremacy, but he's like fake news. So I looked at a comment and tell one particular comment, and I was, what the hell? The comment said that the Nicholas Cruz, the Florida, was a Trump supporter. I was like,
absolutely.
What?
Let me let you go on that point. We don't know what any of this is. He was in foster care. He was mentally ill. His brother's in a mental institution. He's just the classic cutout. We don't know. The point is, the FBI was warned. They did nothing. And so we know there's a major, major cover-up going on. Now, look at all these callers. Corey, I appreciate your call. We've got so many people here to go to, but we've got to go to break here in just a minute. Carlos, 30 seconds from Canada. Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just a reminder to anyone who is examining what a globalist is. In many, many instances, these globalists are very wealthy individuals who head corporations, the size of which and the volumes of sales greater than entire nations. And these individuals, in my opinion, the best analogy is to think of them as children with a gun. You say, wait a second, do you extract the child or do you take the gun away? Corporatism, corporations, revenues, shareholdings are so enormous these days that people...
That's right. Most of these Fortune 100 are bigger than top governments. They're arrogant. They've gotten away with everything, and they're just running wild. And Trump is just trying to slow that down a little, and they're throwing a temper tantrum.
There is a solution, Alex. And if you give me a minute, I'd explain how to go about it.
Real fast. Give us a solution. We got to go to break.
Solution is simply to examine the Federal Reserve and the central banking financing of corporations. Corporations always tell you to your face that they're responsible to their shareholders. Therefore, they should not be involved in national issues. They should be involved...
No, that's right. They talk about... I think they backfired here. Trying to make it all about Russians meddling. What about big banks, money, power, Democratic Party? Exactly. Great point. We'll be back. Carlos, you're awesome. Stay with us. 30 minutes of transmission left. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, 50% off on our top-selling fluoride-free toothpaste, but it's about to end.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us during the Sunday transmission. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And in this short segment, I wanted to break down two incredibly important facts of logic, of common law. First off, some of the parents and some of the victims of the tragic event last week in Florida that left 17 dead have asked President Trump to do something and to stop it now, stop the gun violence. You can't ban evil. It's up to all of us to be prepared for it, to be ready for it, and to not help create a climate with all the psychotropic drugs and all the shoot 'em up video games and all the nihilistic death culture. It's up to all of us to do something about that and to also see the warning signs of someone that called himself school shooter for 2 years and who we've interviewed people that call the FBI on him when he said he was going to shoot up the school. We've had him on our show. Friday. No coverage in the media. We've had students from the school that survived and saying that they believe there should have been, you know, armed teachers there, like the Trump supporting coach that rushed and saved a bunch of people and got shot and killed. Why didn't he have a concealed carry? So we can't mitigate all evil. We can't stop all evil. We can't guarantee that as long as there's, you know, free will, that we can make the world a utopia. Everyone that says they can do that is a liar. And by the way, I am trying to do something. It's communism and socialism and fascism and authoritarianism that has killed over 200 million people in the 20th and early part of 21st century, and that's on record. And so you look at the Islamists killing millions every year and targeting Christians, and it's not even on our news. They won't even say it's Islam when it happens. But when you get 17 people killed, it is the end of the world, and all gun owners, by extension, are then guilty. And people like Jimmy Kimmel get up on TV and say, you dirty Christians and the NRA, stuff in your pockets, it's your fault. It's not my fault that I live in America where our forebears believed that the citizens had a right to arm themselves for the first time in history, except for Switzerland. I am proud of that fact. When you go to Infowars.com, you'll see all the articles right there with Mitt Romney and all the rest of these people getting on the bandwagon saying, yes, do something. We do have the mental health laws. We do have the things in place. And over again, nothing's done. So that's the big truth. You can't ban evil, but you can do things that mitigate it and control it and cut it down. And everything we're doing with Hollywood and this culture and all this nihilism and all this garbage is making it worse. Not in the mass shooting area, that's flat. But culturally, there are a lot of mental illness problems. There are a lot of other issues that we cover. Now, that said, the epic news. The other great truth is the CIA and others actually say that the Cold War, for monopolar U.S. control, was won by the early 1990s, that was the Third World War, and that it was an info war and a Cold War. And they call the coming cyber war, economic war, global system, with terrorism and the rest of it, the Fourth World War. The issue is that the globalists are actually playing nation states off against each other, and there's a fight to return America to the people again, and that's the big, huge fight that's happening that they don't want you to debate, that they don't want you to know, that they don't want you to discuss. And that's why when there's giant Islamic attacks and hundreds killed every month by people driving trucks over folks, they don't even call it Islamic. It's barely in the news, and they sure as hell don't sit there and then blame the truck manufacturers, though they have put up what they call freedom barriers all over Europe, where you can't have any open squares because Muslims will run over you. Hundreds and hundreds. I mean, you've seen it. It's incredible. But again, just like with guns, if you were going to sit there and blame gun owners, well, then you have to blame all car owners for anybody that ever uses a car as a weapon to kill people. And cars kill a lot more people every year, obviously, than guns do. So there's this big, epic, historic battle going on right now. And you've got real history being overwritten, and you've got Marvel Comics kind of writing its whole new history. We'll cover coming up later in the last segment of today's radio show with Paul Watson's review of the new Black Panther movie, fourth largest grossing film in history. Fake quasi-history. What people take this stuff as like real history versus real history. But there is a huge, epic, historical crossroads battle happening right now. It doesn't mean nationalists are perfect. It doesn't mean Trump's perfect. What it means is, though, he's really trying to be the president and really trying to return power back into the United States, the sovereignty back into our Congress, back into our courts, back into our legislatures. And that's why the foreign offshore globalist power is saying he's a outside power. That's why they're saying I'm an outside power and you didn't really vote for Trump because you can't really be an American. They're saying you don't have a stake as an American. And if you try to vote and act as one, somehow you're with a foreign power. That's the incredible psych warfare alchemy crap that's totally fallen its face, where they've indicted a troll farm that it turns out BuzzFeed wrote about and that we talked about in 2013, 2014, that was pro-Sanders and pro-Soros, whoever pays them. And it turns out most of their work has been to just make money by whoever's paying them. It's kind of like they talked about the $200,000 package that RT bought in 2016 because Twitter sold them the ad package. They've tried to sell us ad packages. I've bought ad packages before on Facebook, not on Twitter. And they tell you the keywords to promote and what to do. And that's the Russian bots, is RT, $200,000. They want them to buy millions of dollars worth of it, like the other media did during during the whole campaign. So there is no Russian collusion. That's been proven. It's a way to change the subject away from the epic battle of the attempt to restore our republic and bring our country back. And the globalists wanted them to be able to point to all the independent real media that's exposing their narratives and their propaganda and their lies and say that InfoWars and News Wars, that we're all Russian agents. That is so authoritarian, so dangerous, and so out of control. They don't want us there so we can point out. Here's just a few examples of where the New York Daily News and others ran the headline that the killer was trained by the NRA, that he went to a white supremacist compound. Both those were lies. They know it wasn't true. They still won't retract. We write about it and show how it's a lie. They said no Republican would come on and talk about the shooting. It turned out they banned all the Republicans and that they'd all actually been doing interviews, and Ted Cruz was smart enough to document it and take photos of it. So that's what Mr. Cuomo does when he's not involved in hit-and-run operations, when he's drunk driving is. He goes, oh, everybody's scared to come on my show when they're not having anyone on. And it's, again, just a new level of lying. CNN reports that pro-gun tweets are coming from Russia bots. That's from Twitchy up on InfoWars.com. So that's how they operate. That's how they do it. And it's really, simply put, amazing. I'm begging everybody to understand, we're in an information war. And the reason Trump's hated is he's actually doing what he said he would do and trying to restore the sovereignty of the nation. Mitt Romney, that I was just showing you the article, it's up on InfoWars.com, is getting ready to run for the Senate. So he's positioned to look like a winner and run against Trump in 2020. And he's going to be the establishment's real challenger because he wants to keep us in TPP and all these global governance situations. And the elite doesn't know what to do because they're entitled and believe they control this country. They are the multinational combines that have hijacked it. They are the issue. They are the problem, and they need to be exposed. And I know you as an audience know that. The reason they're trying to contain us and the reason they're trying to block you sharing the articles and videos and people reporting it everywhere is because they know it's effective and they know you're effective. And if they can silence InfoWars, they can silence you. All right. That's it for this special transmission. Again, coming up, the final segment of the radio show today, we're going to do our analysis of Black Panther, the movie, and look at it from all different angles and more. And then there'll be the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show. Be sure to watch the other broadcasts as well with David Knight and Owen Shore and many others as we expand the amount of transmissions coming out every day, now 10 hours live from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here with you on this Sunday evening in the final segment. I am Alex Jones, your host. I want to go to a very interesting piece that Paul Watson put together over the weekend dealing with the new Black Panther movie that is now the fourth largest grossing movie on opening weekend ever and may even eclipse that. Okay, great. I hope it does well. I can't stand these new superhero movies because they try to pack too much into it. It's like watching a World of Warcraft video game or something. Kind of like the first Hobbit they just came back out with was pretty good. But by the third installment, I thought I was, again, watching World of Warcraft. It's just ruined. And I've seen the trailers. It looks like some of the same garbage. I hope it's different because I like a fantasy film as much as anybody does. My problem is over and over and over and over and over again, these films are political. And they admit this one is political. What I know is this. I'm going to go see the film this week and I'll give you my review. Because something hyped this big, I need to be able to actually see it so I can analyze it. Hollywood is in free fall right now and is down over 20% in the last year. And they're down more than 40% in the last couple decades because people are sick of them. And it's the same phenomenon we're now seeing with the Oscars collapse in their viewership or the Golden Globes or any of these programs. People, quite frankly, are sick and tired of it. And they just don't want to sit there and watch the establishment anymore. They want real stuff, even if it's a train wreck, like InfoWars is sometimes. And that's why you see the Olympics having their ratings go into the toilet instead of stratospheric. People are tuning out. Now, that creates the perfect storm of mainstream media coming in and wanting to censor and wanting to shut down new alternative competition, whether that competition is accurate or not. It fills the spectrum. They don't want it there, and they admit they don't want it there because it is basically exposing them. Not just the media complex, but the whole government complex, all of these white shoe boy Harvard types that think they're the new elites. They're the ones pushing identity politics and race politics and betting on that to control the population because they know the people, not just here, but worldwide, are awake to what they've done and what they have become. I like going and seeing an exotic film set in some far-off imaginary world like this mythical kingdom in Africa. But I don't like being lectured about how evil I am or told this is a film with a 99% score, which we all know is baloney. So let's hear from Paul Joseph Watson as we conclude this global Sunday transmission.
The Black Panther movie is a piece of shit. I haven't actually seen it, but we now apparently live in a world where the quality of a movie is determined before it's even released solely on the basis of how woke it is. So it doesn't even matter whether I've seen it or not.
If you give Black Panther a bad review, you're racist. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
The very fact that you're ordering me to like it or be called racist, the very fact that you're so fragile, you're talking about censoring bad movie reviews as hate speech to artificially keep the ranking high, means I'm gonna say it's a piece of shit. You know why? Because I don't like being told what to think. So it's a piece of shit.
Dear white people, stay the out of our way on Feb 16th.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if all white people boycotted Black Panther on its release date, given that they make up about 62% of the US population, Black Panther would be a total flop. For which you probably blame white people.
So I carefully did not buy Black Panther tickets for the opening weekend because I did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theatre. What's the appropriate date for me to buy tickets is next weekend, okay?
It's never okay, bigot. By buying a ticket, you could be taking up a seat that would otherwise have been taken by a black person. Why are you disenfranchising African Americans? So if you go and see the Black Panther movie as a white person, that's bad. And if you don't go and see it because maybe like me, you're not into movies about comic book heroes, that's bad too because it means you're racist.
Black Panther's Wakanda gets everything right about Africa that Trump got so wrong.
Yeah, let me explain something. Africa is a real continent with real countries. Wakanda doesn't exist. But wait, let's say it did exist. Wakanda is actually almost identical to the very stereotype of what you say Trump is trying to create in America. Wakanda is homogenous. Wakanda is isolationist. Wakanda is willing to exploit its natural resources. Wakanda is protected by walls. Wakanda doesn't allow immigration. Wakanda is based around national self-interest. That's literally everything you say Trump is bad for doing, but when fictional black people are doing it, suddenly it's amazing. BuzzFeed.
Finally seeing black people ruling their black country on their black continent, minding their black business, thriving with their black dollars and black resources.
Right, so now you're in favor of an ethno-state. I mean, gee, all you need to do is replace one word, and BuzzFeed and the alt-right would be on the exact same page. So Black Lives Matter are portrayed as the villains. The hero is a nationalist. The hero is basically Black Trump. Why is Hollywood pandering to racist Trump supporters? But seriously, it sounds like a lot of social justice warriors are going to be very disappointed with this movie.
More than a movie, Black Panther is a movement. Black people have been striving to remind the world for years that Africa is a continent, not a country. A continent made up of nations rich with histories and achievements in fields from the arts to mathematics. But such representation has seldom been portrayed by Hollywood. Then along came Black Panther, which opens in theatres across the country on Friday.
Okay, this is Wakanda, and this is Africa. Africa is portrayed as a shithole because it's a shithole. It's not a high-tech Hollywood CGI futurescape. Africa has fundamental problems. Poverty, disease, starvation, poor infrastructure, rampant political corruption. 6 million slaves who were enslaved by other Africans. None of these problems are going to be fixed by the portrayal of a place that doesn't exist in a movie. That's like saying the movie Wall-E was going to fix the Earth's environmental problems. It's that f***ing dumb. Also, why are all these leftists white-splaining to black people telling them that the Black Panther movie is some kind of Emancipation Proclamation 2.0. I mean, talk about bigotry of low expectations. You think an entire ethnic group is so fragile it needs a comic book character for self-validation? Sounds pretty racist to me. If this movie is so empowering and such a force of nature, why can't you tolerate criticism of it? I mean, when dictators get 98% of the vote in sham elections, it's not normally because 98% of the population really likes them. It's normally because there are consequences for not voting for a dictator. One reviewer gave Black Panther 3 out of 5. Pretty good review, right? No, not good enough. He was immediately threatened with physical violence. This is less like a movie and more like a cult. It's like the Church of Scientology. No criticism allowed. Oh, isn't it funny how a real black hero is being completely overshadowed by a comic book character? Both are starring in movies, but Anthony Sadler helped stop a terrorist attack. He subdued a terrorist. He saved countless lives. He's a real hero. This guy put on a leotard and pretended to be the king of a fictional country. And which black hero does the entertainment industry worship and exalt? Leotard guy. The dude who looks like Catwoman got a sex change. That's your hero. Could it be anything to do with the fact that Sadler's movie is directed by an evil conservative? And despite being panned by the critics, Clint Eastwood's film, featuring a real black hero, did well at the box office. What's all this crap about first black superhero?
I mean, there's been tons of black superheroes. Storm, War Machine, Luke Cage over there on Netflix, Nick Fury, Cyborg over in the DC universe, that stupid flying guy with the fake wings. I don't remember what his name is. Who cares? But there's lots of black characters. Tons of them. Tons of black superhero characters. And then they say, oh, well, he's not the first black superhero, but he's the first black superhero to ever have his own movie. That's not true either. There was the entire Blade trilogy. There was fucking Spawn. There was Steel. Terrible movie, but still a black superhero movie. Meteor Man, Blank Man, Hancock with Will Smith. You could even make a case for Men in Black, also with Will Smith.
But given its hype about being a watershed cultural moment for social justice, why are there no gay people in the Black Panther movie? Not so woke after all. I don't see many disabled, autistic, Muslim furry dwarves in there either. Bigots! So the media's all like, conservatives are angry at the Black Panther movie. They're so triggered. I'm not angry at the movie. I'm unimpressed by your transparent effort to exploit the movie for racist, divisive social engineering by relentlessly shoving it down everyone's throats, telling us what we can and can't think, lecturing us on how we should behave because of our skin colour. No, f*** you. Not liking a crappy feminist Ghostbusters remake doesn't make me a sexist. Not genuflecting in front of Black Panther as the greatest movie of all time doesn't make me a racist. So if you're looking forward to seeing Black Panther, then good. I hope you enjoy it. But how did we get to the point where everything is so hyper-partisan, everything is so divisive, that a comic book movie becomes a huge wedge issue? Don't we have enough to bicker about and hate each other for already? Stop policing people's thoughts down to a level where they're racist if they don't like a movie. That's stupid. If I want to call this movie a piece of shit, then I will. This movie is a piece of shit.